Senate Bill 29, an act to provide the South Dakota Risk Pool with the ability to enter into certain provider contracts and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 29, having had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. What this bill does is actually is twofold, does a couple things. The first thing it does is the bill allows the risk pool to contract with out-of-state providers when services are not available in South Dakota or in cases of emergency. These contracts will minimize those out-of-pocket expenses for the enrollees when it's necessary to receive these services outside of South Dakota. So it just allows them that authority to go ahead and negotiate those to out-of-state services. Then the second part is, last year, if you remember, members that were here, or if you read it on the, heard it on the news or heard it from the media, with health savings account, it's a buzzword here in the industry. And what that does is it's health savings accounts just allow you to put money aside to cover different expenses that aren't covered under your health insurance plan, such as eyeglasses and physicals or other types of things you might go in for that aren't covered. Well, the risk pool that we established in South Dakota did not allow us to do HSAs. We have three deductible plans in there, and we'll be able to talk more about that in future legislation. But what this bill specifically does is says that an HSA will be offered or can be designed to be offered for those enrollees that are in the South Dakota risk pool. And there's an emergency clause on this legislation so that we can, those enrollees can receive the benefits of savings from the risk pool board negotiating those out-of-pocket expenses out of state. And basically what it will do is also ensure that the HSA can be a viable alternative for those individuals so they if they should choose to switch to it. So there, I don't think that's the board's intent, and I can't speak for the board, but there's a couple members in here that are members of the board that they're not going to, doesn't my understand, they're going to get rid of any of the three plans there. They're just going to add additional plans and make it available. So that's with the emergency clause. It's good legislation. I would ask for your favorable consideration and be happy, Mr. President, to answer any questions that any member in the body may have.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 29. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say nay. The Secretary will call the roll, and I will remind the body that a two-thirds vote is required because of the emergency clause.
Senator Abdallah. Aye. Adelstein.
Aye.
Apa.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bogue. Broderick.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Dunwall.
Aye.
Dunifan.
Aye.
Early.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Kelly.
Aye.
Klocek.
Aye.
Knudsen.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koistra.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Linz.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McNinney.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Sutton Dan.
Aye.
Sutton Duane.
Aye.
Two Bulls. Senator Bogue. Mr. President, ayes 35.
Senate Bill 29, having received a majority two-thirds vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.